Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Week two around the NFL for training camps. Grant and Danny welcoming you back. 106.7 The Fan. Albert Breer covers the National Football League for the MMQB and SI. Okay. And a friend of the show joins us now. Albert, thanks for a few minutes. I want to start in Miami. Your reaction to the Dolphins choosing Jay Cutler over Kaepernick and the rest of the available passers?
Well, I mean, I think part of it is that you're in an emergency situation and, you don't have much time to get ready for the season, and there's a quarterback out there who knows your system. But I think the other part of this is that Adam Gase views Jay Cutler a little bit different than the rest of us do. And they made real progress over the course of the 15th season to the point where the Bears could have separated from Cutler after that season and chose not to. They were able to cut his turnover problem down, and he was proficient enough in Adams' offense that where by the end he was able to get them out of bad plays and change things at the line. And so there's a trust there. They like each other professionally. They like each other personally. And, really being able to shorten that learning curve and put a good roster in a position to compete with the priority here, Cutler gives them the best chance to do that. What's really interesting, Grant, is what this could mean for the team and the quarterback market in 2018.
Go into that. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, they don't – all right, so Jay reluctantly walked away from football. and a big part of it was there wasn't – much opportunity out there for him. The Jets effectively chose Josh McCown over Jay Cutler. And elsewhere, there wasn't much interest at all. And so, he walked away at 34 years old and, does the deal to go into TV. So there's that part of it where, it's certainly possible that, he goes through this year, he feels rejuvenated as a player. And it could be a little bit like it was with Carson Palmer when he was traded from the Bengals to the Raiders and winds up playing. I mean, this is going to be – we're 7 years now, from when Carson Palmer initially retired. So there's that part of it. The other part is that the Dolphins are out of the guaranteed money for Ryan Tannehill now. So his contract is year to year from here on out. He'll be 30 years old next summer. And so – it's certainly possible that where you look at it and you say to yourself, okay, now the Dolphins have some freedom at that position as well, so maybe they're going to have some decisions to make. So it adds to what's going to be a fascinating 2018 quarterback market with, of course, Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo, Drew Brees, and what's expected to be a really good crew of college quarterbacks in the mix.
Albert Breer on Grant and Danny. Here's the Redskins angle that I found intriguing about this, AB, and I wanted you to weigh in on. So with Cutler signed, the Dolphins are now spending $30 million in cash on quarterbacks this year. You got the Bears spending $35 million. But yet, you had a team last year that spent $40 million in the Eagles, and we still have this conversation here in Washington, like if you spend $26 million on Kirk Cousins, you can't field a roster. Is that antiquated thinking?
Well, I think the trend now is to throw every resource you can at the position. Eagles did it last year. They brought back Sam Bradford at $18 million a year. They paid Chase Daniel $7 million a year to come in and compete. And then they traded up twice to go and get Carson Wentz. And in essence, the Bears repeated that this year. The Bears spent $15 million a year to get Mike Glennon. Then they bring in Mark Sanchez to be the veteran backup. And they trade up to get Mitch Trubisky. So the trend right now, and this isn't just financial, it's draft capital too, is to just throw as many resources as you possibly can at the position with the premise being there's no price too high to get it right.
And if you get it right, you've got a chance to win. And if you don't, you're probably in a real bad spot. Speaking of
right,
bad spot.
I mean, that's the thing. That's the thing, when you look at it, Grant. I mean, it's just, look, if you get it wrong, you get fired anyway, right?
Right, like, that's true.
Nine times out of – I mean, you almost – and Ryan Pace said this to me last week. He's like, the way I look at it is if we don't have a quarter – if you don't have a quarterback, you have to be perfect, just about perfect everywhere else. So if you don't get this right, you're probably gone anyway, right? So throw every resource you can to get it right. And, you know, if that causes you to have a couple holes elsewhere, well, I mean, generally – if you have a very good or a great quarterback, that guy can cover some of that stuff up.
What team do you have a feel is going to impress and surprise this year? Maybe it's a club that didn't make the playoffs a year ago that will. Give me a couple of sleepers.
Yeah, you know what I think is interesting is there's a lot of team, and we talked about this in the offseason, right? So there was a bad draft class for offensive linemen, and that caused some overspending in free agency, which was, I think, was a pretty mediocre lot in free agency. There's a little bit of an offensive line crisis in the NFL right now, and I see a handful of teams that could be really good if moves that they made on the offensive line pan out. And so, like, you look at the Minnesota Vikings, there's a lot of focus on Sam Bradford, right? Is Sam Bradford going to be able to build on last year when I think he was pretty good under trying circumstances? Well, a lot of that's going to depend on how Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers play up front, whether or not those guys are the solution for what was an awful line situation last year. The Denver Broncos, again, we focus on the quarterbacks there, but their real issues in 2016 were up front. You know, so does Garrett Bowles make a difference at left tackle? Ron Leary at guard? The Carolina Panthers are another one. They bring in, you know, Matt Khalil from the Minnesota Vikings to play left tackle. Does that make a difference for Cam? The Colts, if their offensive line is right and stood pat on the offensive line, does that mean we're going to get a different Andrew Luck? And so, you know, I look at a lot of these teams like the Colts, like the Broncos, like the Vikings, like the Panthers, that could be pretty good in 2017, where a lot of it's going to depend on the moves that they made, you know, in a really shaky year to be going and finding offensive linemen. So, you know, my camp trip thus far, that's one thing that stuck out is how many teams are in that position. I'll be with another one of them today. The Detroit Lions invested a lot in offensive linemen. They lose Taylor Decker. How are they going to make up for that? There are a lot of those sorts of questions across the NFL right now.
At Albert Breer on Twitter, the two teams that I kind of liked on the outside looking in last year, one in each conference you didn't mention, the Titans in the AFC and the Bucks in the NFC. I think both of them suddenly have a bunch of weapons to play with on offense.
Yeah, you know, the Titans are interesting because they kind of, you know, zigged when everybody else has been zagging for so long and trying to build a physically dominant team. And, you know, it was reflected in what they did that first year with John Robinson in charge, you know, and drafting Jack Conklin and making other moves to fortify their offensive line, drafting a big back like Derrick Henry. And so, you know, a lot of it for them is going to be keeping Marcus Mariota healthy. But one thing you got to like about them is there's real rhyme and reason the way the roster was put together. And you don't always see that with first-time GMs. There's a real identity to that team. And, you know, a lot of times the tendency is, well, let's just load up with weapons for a young quarterback. What the Titans did first was to make sure that Marcus Mariota doesn't need to throw for 300 yards every week. And, you know, that should help him. Again, the key is keeping him upright. And then the Bucs wanted to get faster. You know, that was the big thing for them. And so they've been really impressed with Chris Godwin, their third-round pick from Penn State, who looks like he can add something. We know what DeSean Jackson is. You know, and then O.J. Howard from Alabama is a super athlete, a tight end. So they're bigger and faster on the offensive side of the ball than they were. And a young defense made strides last year. And so I know that they feel internally that, you know, this is the year where they should really turn a corner. And they were pretty good last year.
Albert, enjoy your day with the Lions. We'll check you out at the MMQB. Thanks so much for the time.
All right. Thanks, Grant.
Busy day, busy week in the NFL. Let's get into the Dolphins' decision to sign Jay Cutler. A lot of people feel like Colin Kaepernick should have been the choice. I'm going to tell you why they did the right thing, but I want to hear from you guys on this next at 800-636-1067. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.